Kerry's Couch. Kerry's Couch.
On Kerry's Couch this morning, it is the power of radio. Last week, we heard about a young Wentworth man who was really making a change in the lives of the youth by doing dancing lessons. And we said live on East Coast Radio, it was Darren, Kerry and Sky. Please, we need to find you, Sherwin Green. And within moments, I had got an email from the man himself. And so sitting on Kerry's Couch this morning, I'm so happy to say hello, Sherwin Green. Welcome to the show.
Let's go. I'm so happy to be here, man. It's such a pleasure.
How did you find out that we were looking for you?
So to be honest, I really have very late mornings, and the minute I just woke up, my phone was blowing up from Instagram and Facebook saying, show and Kerry wants her in a couch. I'm like, are you being serious? So it took me a while, and then one of my close friends from church actually sent me a message saying, get in contact with them, send East Coast Radio a message and let's get it done. I was like, done deal. I'm really there already.
So let me just tell you something. Sherwin sent me a 23-minute long voice note explaining his life to you, which I am very grateful for, except the one part when you were speaking about watching people dancing, and then you went, and you know, like some old ladies came to, I mean, no offense. Why did you say no offense when you spoke about old ladies speaking to me, Sherwin?
No, don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
Yes, I could be your mother, but it's fine. All right, so let's get to it. Okay, so Sherwin, tell me a little bit. I know that you were born and bred Wentworth, south of Durban.
Yes,
how did you get 100%. Into dancing for your own self before we even get into you teaching the youth?
Well, dancing was a part of my family for many, many moons. My family had this group called Testify Dance Crew, and they used to dance in our yard and stuff like that. When I was a kid, I was actually raised in 74 Raleigh Crescent, and in this place, it was literally like a dance school for our family. So my eldest cousins, they used to come here and dance every single day, whether they're dancing at church events or party events and stuff. And it's always like a thing that's passed down to generation to generation. And when it got to me, I was like, please, I really want to be a part of it and stuff.
And have you been dancing, I want to say professionally? I mean, I'll say pre-COVID, were you dancing and getting paid for gigs, or what were you doing for work?
Yes, I mean, I did quite a lot, actually. I danced professionally just when I got out of high school, which was maybe end of 2017. I actually did a lot of gigs there. I also do adverts as well. The advert for Wade for Newcastle in Discovery. I played the lead role. Yeah, I played the lead role in the Toughies advert. I was also in the Mr. Price advert just recently. This is all pre-COVID, before all the things went crazy and there's no work. So I was always trying to push my name out there, you know, but I guess timing is everything. And yeah, so when COVID hit, I was like, you know, what can I do that's going to push my name further, that I can get to a platform where I can touch many lives and many young people's lives in my area, Wentworth, in Umlazi, in Umhlanga, in Hillcrest, in Pinetown, all these places, because I feel that it shouldn't just be about one certain place. If you got the platform or the help to touch millions, why not do it? Why not take that risk and go for it? And that's kind of my plan.